This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying he's demonstrated what he calls tough love over Syria to get Turkey to agree to a temporary ceasefire, which Turkey is calling a mere pause in the fighting. At a campaign rally in Dallas last night, the president said he had to let Turkey and Syrian Kurdish forces fight for a few days in order to make that deal that was announced late yesterday, Turkey agreeing to a five-day halt to its campaign against those Kurdish forces to give them a chance to get out of the region if they choose to. On strike for over a month now, GM workers are to vote on a tentative deal with the automaker this weekend. History made in space today.
The spacewalk today did begin officially at 6:38 a.m. Central Time.
The first all-female spacewalk with astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir continuing, and this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump speaking to a friendly crowd in the Lone Star State last night at a campaign rally talking about the Democratic leaders on Capitol Hill, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
That crazy Nancy, she is crazy. And Shifty Schiff, how about this guy? How about this guy?
The president referring to his phone call with the Ukrainian president back in July and referencing Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
He makes up my conversation, which was perfect. He makes up my conversation.
Power's again being shut off to parts of California, this time Southern California, because of high winds and fire danger. Southern California Edison has killed the power to only a few customers in Kern County for now, but more than 22,000 customers are on the under-consideration list to have their power shut off today. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Chicago public classrooms will be empty again today. It's day two of a Chicago teachers union strike. 32,000 teachers and aides walking picket lines. The Chicago mayor, Lori Lightfoot, says that it means classes will be canceled until the strike ends, as teachers are striking over pay and benefits, class sizes, teacher prep time. They also want more support staff like nurses, librarians, counselors, and school psychologists. The Trump administration will reportedly host next year's G7 meeting at President Trump's Doral Resort in Miami. The acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, saying the resort was chosen during a selection process that narrowed down 12 locations to four finalists, and they decided the Trump National Doral Miami is perfect for its needs. He says the president's agreed to host it at cost, so it will be millions of dollars cheaper than any of the other finalists would charge. The meeting of leaders from the seven largest economies is scheduled for June 10th through the 12th next year. Dennis Rodman's in trouble for slapping someone's face. Reports are the Basketball Hall of Famer was charged with misdemeanor battery for a slapping incident last May at a bar in Delray Beach, Florida. He allegedly slapped another person twice in the face while celebrating his 59th birthday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's that important. I mean, after all, what kind of country are we going to turn over to the next generation? It's going to be up to me and you. And thank you very much for the millennials joining in on the fight as well. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, our next guest is Robert Curry. His new book, Reclaiming Common Sense, Finding Truth in a Post-Truth World. Robert, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, reclaiming common sense, no wonder, you know, if we can find it, because we have disengaged from our true North Star, because we've been listening to a culture that says, oh, truth is relative. You know, what is truth? You know, your truth is your truth. My truth is my truth. Let's abandon what used to be common sense and saying that there's only one truth.
You are so right. I mean, that's my book right there. If we're going to get America back on track, we've got to get back to orienting ourselves by our true North Star, which is common sense.
Exactly. And sadly, it's become uncommon sense.
Well, you know, yes and no. What we're in the public world right now, what we're seeing is kind of blitzkrieg. A kind of lightning war against common sense, sort of like the Germans in World War II, only instead of military power, it's legal power, and it's the persuasion of the media. So, but on the day-to-day level, Bill, you and I and everybody listening, we live by common sense.
Right, exactly.
We live in every area of our life, except these areas that are marked off, you know, by this strange elite that we've got now. Pushing against common sense in special areas, but we still live by common sense. And the point of the book is to remind us how much we constantly depend on our superpower, our human superpower of common sense, and to see that this attack on common sense is a narrow political and politically driven agenda.
Yeah, I didn't mean to sound so cynical, and I agree with
you. No, I didn't think you did. You sound like an idealist to me, Bill.
Yeah, it's just, I guess what you heard is a little bit of frustration, because what I see happening here is, as we're told, you cannot put, you know, hot coal in your lap and not expect to get burnt. And what we're doing is we're doing that. I mean, in the name of political correctness and trying not to offend people, we're willing to, you know, go along to get along. And in the process, we abandon those core principles of common sense instead of having the courage to say, hey, with all due respect, you're heading into a cement wall. And if you're going to go, I'm going to let you go on that journey by yourself, and you're going to find out, which I often say on the show, that you're going to find out that the law of gravity still exists. You know, get up on the top of the roof, fall off, you're going to find out it's still there. And so you're exactly right. There are these inherent things that are built in. You know, God Almighty knew better than to give us all the goods and leave us up totally to our own devices. But there are some things that are built into our system that connect us to that North Star of truth, that when we do acknowledge it, when we do see it, there's a part of our very spirit that says, oh yeah. And there's this peace that comes upon us. And right now, the masses are in a bit of chaos and in unrest because, as you say, there is this piece of the pie, this segment, and it really is a small group. And this is what I was telling my audience yesterday, Robert, that it's a small group of people. It is the tail shaking the dog. The media is giving them a lot of place. You've got these antithetical players that are coming in that are happy to operate in the shadows and willing to operate in those sectors where truth has been abandoned because they're having their way to do as it's been said, to do as they darn well please. Which in many cases involves all kinds of bad behavior.
You're so right. You know, the one thing I want to say that I think is so important is to understand where all this is coming from, and which is coming from a very specific place. You know, in academia and in universities, quite some time ago, university professors on the humanities side have abandoned the idea of truth. You know, you've heard about postmodernism. Maybe you're up on postmodernism.
Right.
But its core principle is that the idea of truth, the concept of truth, is outmoded.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a couple of generations of students taught in the university that there's no such thing as truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have them sort of prepared for that because their teachers were in those universities too.
Right.
So what's happening is a great injustice is being done to the young people in our country. And, you know, you and I have to take some of the blame for that, really.
Right.
We the things that go on in the University of California, you and I live in California. I mean, it's really horrible the things that
right.
are being taught in the University of California at taxpayer expense.
Exactly.
There's almost no one in that university who defends even the idea of truth.
Mm-hmm. No, it's really become unhinged, and that's one of the reasons why I left California about 5 years ago.
Oh,
but I still go back. I still go back. I mean, I'm based out of Florida, and I'm here in Florida now, but I'm heading back to California. I'm getting all prepared up. I got to make sure I got boots on, and I know where what streets to avoid there. But it's a mess there, Robert, because, it breaks my heart, whether it's San Francisco, it used to be one of my favorite cities, Los Angeles, I was there, I couldn't believe the level of homelessness, and when I came back, I told everybody, I said, boy, I'll tell you, Los Angeles is ripe for a plague of epic proportions. And when I said that, I had people go, oh, Bill, you're just, you're overreacting, and I go, no, look at it, think about it. You got all this large number of homelessness, you've got illegals coming into the country with God only knows what kind of diseases. Even the CDC has questioned it. You've got hypodermic needles out there. You've got poop and human excrement in the streets and, fleas and rats. Last time I checked, when the Black Plague hit Europe, these were some of the elements, key elements that contributed to it, right? And so so what's happening now? The LA Times reports here about 2-3 weeks ago that medieval diseases have come to California.
Well, and it's being done to us by this post-truth elite,
mm-hmm.
and who have positions of governmental power, both through election and through being members of the bureaucracy.
Right.
I mean, California just passed the craziest law. They just passed a law that says that grammar school and middle school students can't be removed from the classroom if they're being defiant or disruptive. Now, I'm kind of an expert in this area. My mom was a fourth grade teacher.
Okay.
And whenever I'd visit her class, I was in awe of her, what she did, because a room full of fourth graders is a experiment about to blow. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I just was in awe of her ability to do that and enjoy it.
Right.
So you get some defiant kids in there, you get some disruptive kids in there, and that's the end for education for that whole
exactly.
class.
And well, especially today, Robert, today these kids think nothing about getting in a teacher's face. I mean, fighting a teacher? Are you kidding me? I was raised by nuns. The nuns would take you out. they would take you out and they would send you straight to hell. You would not pass go, collect $200. You wouldn't even see God on the way down. You know, they had control of the lever. You know, so you didn't mess with them. But yeah, you watch these public schools, and you're exactly right. Sadly, I mean, here's taxpayer money going, and you've got, and it's not every kid in the classroom. All it takes is a couple.
Yeah, and one or two, really.
Yeah, and next thing you know, you've got a riot going on, and here's this poor teacher, you know, thinking, what, I think I'm going to go and I'll go be a greeter at Walmart. I'm going to give up my profession, sadly.
How can I do it?
Unbelievable. We're talking about reclaiming common sense, finding the truth in a post-truth world. Those are the facts, ladies and gentlemen. And therein lies the challenge for us. Robert Curry continues with us on the other side of the break.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way. he is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Phil Martinez Live.
I don't know about you, but does it bother you when people hang on your prepositions? I just sometimes it just gets in the way. But I'm sensitive that way, so forgive me. We're fresh and independent at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And our guest is Robert Curry, and his neat new book. I got to tell you, this is a great read. And for a small book, you know, it's like, you know, I find, Robert, that sometimes small books are the most powerful. You know, they're just, you get a chance to kind of, you know, ease through them and journey through the book and pause and really chew on, and what's being spelled out here. But I highly recommend this book. Get your hands on it. It'll be linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Reclaiming Common Sense, Finding Truth in a Post-Truth World. This is what's at issue, ladies and gentlemen, is that, and Robert and I were talking about it when we were in commercial, is that the consensus of the American people has been rather passive of late. And people, you know, people who will come to me and say, Bill, how did we get here? Well, because you didn't do anything. You know, the founding fathers made it really clear and simple. They said, this is a government of, for, by, we, the people.
Yep.
And you got to understand what that means. What that means is that it demands an activated citizenry. If we deactivate, if we kick back, guess what? You've got America that you have today, where the elites come in, they've got their, you know, fancy degrees, and they say, lucky for you that we're here, and they make all kinds of money, and meanwhile, we're looking at $23 trillion in debt. They're running us over the cliffs left and right, and hey, look, this is our fault. We have the very government that we deserve because we have backed off. Isn't that right, Robert?
That's exactly right. I mean, the progressive idea, the progressives, you know, starting really with Woodrow Wilson in a big way, their idea was that the American founders were just wrong.
Right.
And that government by the people is a dumb idea. And so what they've been doing in the last 100 years is, as much as possible, replacing the power of the people with the power of the bureaucracy and of elected officials. So we're moving away from a country where the people rule themselves towards a country where we're ruled by a progressive elite that rejects common sense and really totally rejects the Constitution. I mean, these people want to get rid of the Electoral College, and they think that the First Amendment and the Second Amendment are, you know, got to go. And right. Why do they think that? Because they look at this, the founder system, all the safeguards that are put into the system are to preserve liberty. But from the point of view of the progressives, those are defects. Mm-hmm. Those they need to be eliminated, because the point for progressivism is maximum power to the government so they can change society. And that's what we see happening right now. Mm-hmm. A powerful centralized government powered by swamp creatures and remote bureaucrats, mm-hmm, who are ruling the country instead of a country ruled by its citizens.
Where has that ever worked, Robert?
It works for a little while, but along the way, lots of people get dead and everybody gets poor.
Yeah, here we are. We're celebrating, 70 years of the new China.
Right.
Of course, Trump got in trouble for a tweet. He probably could have held back on that tweet and congratulate, President Xi. I understand him congratulating President Xi at one point, but even trying to, you know, praise China. But look at what they're responsible for. You know, the millions of deaths.
Yeah.
You know, and what do they say that communism is responsible for over 100 million of deaths in this century? In the 20th century,
of its own people.
Yeah.
Killing his own people. I mean, that's the important thing. I mean, these are governments that kill their own people. And you know, political correctness is the party line writ small. You know, so when you get into a world of political correctness and you have leaders that believe among themselves that there's no such thing as truth, well, it's a long way. I mean, certainly Lenin and Stalin didn't believe there's anything such thing as truth.
Well, especially when you believe that it's the government. You know, it's top down. So they're the most important, not the people.
Yeah.
See, and the founding fathers turned the org chart upside down. So you don't have a pyramid. You have the upside down pyramid where it starts with the people at the top, right?
Right. Well, their wild and crazy idea was that we could rule ourselves. And see, thank you for reminding everyone of this, because at the time of the founding, everywhere in the world, people were ruled by kings or emperors, mm-hmm, or sultans or, you know,
czars or whatever, right?
Yeah, all that stuff. And the consensus was, you know, hey, you know, you got to have the, people can't rule themselves. The founders said, we can do it. And they based the foundation of the founding was on their faith on the common sense of the American voters. They said, the regular guy can figure out what's true, knows right from wrong, and he can select the people to send to the government to do the things that government has to do. That was a wild and crazy idea. And for 100 years, the Europeans were waiting around for the thing to fall apart. Mm-hmm. And what happened instead was we're the most successful country in the history of the universe.
Right. And it's amazing that we have these antithetical forces that are bound and determined. And as I told everybody, I've said this before, that even on our founding, it wasn't like we had 100% agreement. You still had people that wanted to go to a European, type of governance. That's what they knew. That's what they were comfortable with. And the founding fathers were going, no, we're going to empower you. We're going to put the power in your hands and responsibility. And the foresight that they had because of what they saw in history, Robert, was brilliant. Because in history, you look at it and you go, these governments can't handle anything. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a king. England couldn't handle all the needs of the masses. But if you empower the masses to be responsible, and you focus on these five key issues, which, oh yeah, by the way, God ordained those issues for governments to operate. And when they operate in that lane, it goes better for everyone. And what do these founding fathers said? They won't, maybe we'll trust God. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, and they really did believe what I'm about to say, which is that common sense is a gift of the Creator. It's the capacity that we have an inborn capacity to develop our common sense. And by our common sense, we can learn from experience. We can also
educate
it. Yeah. And because of that gift, we have that's really what defines us as human beings. It's by our capacity for common sense that we are able to be rational beings and moral agents. That's what they thought.
Well, and I like what you said, because I've translated it in such a way to say that experience defines preference, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yes. So we go through this experience. Okay, hey, that didn't work. Let's adjust. But when you talk about a big government like we have, that didn't work. We just throw more money, or we just ignore it. And meanwhile, you find yourself $23 trillion in debt and real needs that you really have in the country that you could manage on a short-term basis as needed. You can't do it because there's nothing left in the checkbook unless you have Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders coming in just saying, hey, we're just going to tax you more.
Right, wreck the dollar. Yeah, Reagan said it best when he said the closest thing to immortality we have here on the planet is a government program.
Yes, exactly.
No matter how much they fail, they continue to soak up energy and money. It's a very strange thing. That's how come the government's gotten so big. It's filled with programs that have failed and failed catastrophically, but they're still going.
It is amazing. I mean, Senator Tom Coburn, who presented the annual waste book, I think the last time he did this said there was something like $450 billion in duplicative waste. That's the top of the iceberg, okay? That's just the top. Okay, I mean, that is like such low-hanging fruit, it's ridiculous. Even President Trump came in and said, look, based on what he could see, there were at least 17 agencies working on the same thing. Not communicating one another. They had their own separate budgets. Okay. I mean, and this is all part of that duplicative waste that we're talking about, right?
And then we have organizations like the U.S. Department of Education. I mean, that whole thing should be disappeared. I mean, how is education doing better since Carter gave us the department, or have things gone downhill and at an increasing rate? I can answer that one.
Well, and look at the cost of education all going the wrong way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, to the point where you get these kids that come out of these great institutions, and basically they're indentured servants.
Yeah, and they haven't learned anything. Except they know now that there's no such thing as truth, so the fact that they don't know anything is no problem.
Boy, are we in trouble. But this is also why we the people need to join together, come together shoulder to shoulder and back to back, and stand for common sense. If it's going to be reclaimed, it's going to be up to me and you. Get your hands on this book, Robert Curry's book, Reclaiming Common Sense, linked on our website and available in all the usual places. Bob, thank you so much. Appreciate it. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying he's demonstrated what he calls tough love over Syria to get Turkey to agree to a temporary ceasefire, which Turkey is calling a mere pause in the fighting. At a campaign rally in Dallas last night, the president said he had to let Turkey and Syrian Kurdish forces fight for a few days in order to make that deal that was announced late yesterday. Turkey agreeing to a 5-day halt to its campaign against those Kurdish forces to give them a chance to get out of the region if they choose to. On strike for over a month now, GM workers are to vote on a tentative deal with the automaker this weekend. History made in space today.
The spacewalk today did begin officially at 6:38 a.m. Central Time.
The first all-female spacewalk with astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir continuing, and this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You can listen live there. You can download podcasts absolutely free. It's our gift to you because you know the way we are. We're just givers. We just keep on giving it to you. And we have these great guests, whether it's Ashley Bratcher or our next guest coming up right now. We're going to talk about the war in history. You know, you've heard it said that he who controls the past controls the present and the future. And this is what's going on. This is a diabolical move on those antithetical forces that would want to rob us of our rich American history. How we got here. I mean, could you imagine if all of a sudden 242 years were erased? But the fact of the matter is some of it's been erased already. And kept out of the public consciousness of our culture today. And it's all been done rather divisively. It's been done on purpose, not by accident, ladies and gentlemen. Our next guest, Jared Stepman, is with us. He's the author of the book, War on History. Jared, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm doing great.
Hey, that's what people need to understand, Jared, is it not? I mean, this has been a diabolical and purposeful move to eliminate key points of history, rewrite history even, to be an end to their, a means to their end.
Yeah, I think so. That's definitely something that I highlight in my book, and how there's been kind of a war waged certainly in a lot of our educational institutions, and I think Hollywood and the media has done a job in playing a part in this, and I think we're seeing a ramping up. I mean, I think this larger debate we're now having in society over statues and memorials and things like this to many of the men in our country's past, which, of course, has gone down the slippery slope. I think many are trying to, you know, point out some of the negatives or the flaws in these individuals, and it becomes extreme. I mean, we've looked at, you know, things went from, you know, people were talking about Confederate monuments. They moved on to Thomas Jefferson. They moved on, certainly, to Christopher Columbus and even to people like George Washington. And I think there is a larger attack, I think, on American ideas, I think on the American people and our cultural wars that have helped strengthen and preserve this country and moved it along, you know, over two centuries. I mean, the United States certainly is not a perfect country. I mean, like all human beings, we are deeply imperfect, and there have been certainly failures in our past. But I think what this does is it covers over the things that have made us truly exceptional as a nation, the things that we used to celebrate, the things that we used to triumph. I think those things are disappearing from the American conscious, and that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what people do when they want to convince you of something different. They start to indoctrinate you or present an ulterior motive or an ulterior case so that you will abandon the truth and buy into a lie. And this is what's been going on, and it's moved from being covert to now rather overt. Why, Jared, do you think right now that it's become so overt?
You know, I think there's this idea that a lot of, especially I think there's a radical, you know, you could say the far left, people who would like to change, fundamentally change America. They think there's something broken about this country. They're frustrated that we haven't embraced radical doctrines. I think it's large part because of our culture, because of really the things, the ideas that are certainly a huge part of our history, the culture of liberty that is so much at the heart of what the United States is. I think there's this idea that those things are an impediment to kind of these utopian ideals that America has to be fundamentally changed. And the only way to do that is to make the American people forget the traditions of their country, make them think that somehow this country was rotten at its root, that it really wasn't all that great to begin with. It was never particularly great. And they have the answers. They have the answers you're looking for to make everything better, make everything perfect in the future. And I think that's really what's driving this and why it's kind of reaching ahead at this point in our history.
Well, Jared, don't you find that their arguments are quite hollow? I mean, you know, they're not very thick in substance, high in emotion, but not a lot of substance behind, you know, the narrative that they're promoting out there. They're creating some agitation, which, as all humanoids, we're open, you know, to be critical of things, and it's okay, but only to a certain defined point as far as they're concerned, because all they want you to do, essentially, is to abandon critical thinking and you know, trust them. Trust them for your critical thinking and their presentation of American history.
Yeah, I think that's a huge danger in this. One of the examples that really reminds me of that is this controversy over George Washington mural in San Francisco. The mural itself was done in the 1930s. I actually have a somewhat negative portrayal of Washington, shows slavery and things like this. And yet, it was deemed as offensive. It was deemed odd. There's this portrayal of slavery. There was even a dead Native American portrayed in this thing. And they said, well, this was too offensive. We have to just literally shut this down. We have to cover it up. In fact, they did eventually cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows me the kind of lack of critical thinking on any of these issues. I mean, just, you know, somebody somewhere is offended, shut them down. I mean, it's really part of what you see as modern cancel culture
exactly.
Going to history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's cancel culture all over the place. Again, forget about free speech. Forget about these values that have been the bedrock of the development of our country. Let's abandon all that. But, you know, they're so disingenuous, Jared, because, you know, you've got to, if you're going to let go of something, what are you embracing? What's the exchange? What are we getting in return? You know, Barack Obama said we were going to fundamentally change America. Well, fundamentally exchange it to what? What are we going to change it to?
And that's exactly what the question is. And I think that, you know, I think we're not going to like ultimately what that change is, especially if we unmoor ourselves from the things that I think have ultimately made us great. I mean, mm-hmm. And the people especially who had to make many sacrifices. I mean, we talk about, you know, the founding generation and what they did in bringing us this culture of liberty. Are we going to sever ourselves from that legacy? I mean, were they perfect? No. I'm sure, many in the future will condemn us over things as well. That's reality. That's what's going to happen. But to sever us from those things, especially in this time where the United States, you know, we do have challenges around the globe. We do have challenges to American ideals. I mean, are we going to have another thing when I talk in my book about the American century, the 20th century, where the United States stood as a beacon of hope against encroaching authoritarianism? The United States was not only powerful, but I think we were buttressed by being a virtuous society of great ideals. Are we still going to have those things in the future? Are we going to be able to unite around those things to counter the threats that are going to be there in the 21st century? If we lose this war, we lose the United States as a beacon of hope in that world, and that's a dangerous world indeed.
Well, no doubt the light on the hill is dimming, and they have been turning back the rheostat there to take away the bright shining light, or at least reduce it. This has been a concerted movement, and this has been going on for decades. This isn't people need to understand, Jared, and you point out, this isn't something that's just only been going on for the last couple of years. This has been going on for decades.
Not at all. I mean, of course, you know, many know about the histories of Howard Zinn, who was the far left,
yes,
Early communist historian. Many people know, of course, his books have been used in schools around our country at the K-12 level. And I think what you're seeing now is a generation of Zinn acolytes who now are in academic institutions, are in media, who are in Hollywood, peddling those views. And you have maybe two generations of Americans who have been detached from their country's history, who only know this kind of negative narrative that Zinn concocted. They know very little else, and they don't know how to combat that. And I think that's, you know, why we're in such a dangerous situation. That's why I ultimately, you know, wrote my book to counter that, to kind of re-explain the things that Americans, I think, fundamentally understood in the past that now need to be doubled down on. We need to reteach these things to the newer generation.
Robert Currie, we've been talking about this at length this morning, has released a new book called Reclaiming Common Sense. At the core of all this is the abandonment of common sense, because we're so easily preyed upon when we don't hold on to these common sense values and morals that we grew up with, that our parents and our grandparents grew up with, and here we are. I mean, we're really buck naked and vulnerable to this new philosophy and the rewrite of our American history at a incredible expense that I think that if we cannot right the ship on this, we're going to rue the day, Jared.
We are. I think, you know what, I think the average American understands that. I think that many of our elite institutions in this country are really where a lot of these problems stem from. I mean, higher ed, you talk about academia, Hollywood. I think, though, the average American understands that this is a problem. They understand.
Right.
And I think they are still deeply patriotic.
Exactly. Well, we've got to go to break. We're going to pick up the conversation there when we come back. More from Jared after this.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Package to start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082. Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you saved just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's why we're here, ladies and gentlemen, and we're all joining in with the experts and best-selling authors. Jared Stepman, a perfect example, author of the book War on History. Jared is the editor at the Daily Signal and host of Right Side of History. Jared, this work, this War on History, I mean, you are an exposing agent. We say the left, but what I'm discerning here is it is more than the left. I mean, you know, we've kind of routinely have said it's the left, but I'm finding there are people of all shades and colors, left, right, in between, that are part and parcel of this kind of a hidden bureaucracy, this shadow bureaucracy. Some have called it the deep state, whatever it is, but it's antithetical to the founding principles of the U.S. Constitution. And I find them on the entire political spectrum, not just the left.
Yeah, I think you're really right about that, and especially as we have had a growth, and some people call it a swamp, some people may call it a deep state or things like this, but what's grown, especially in Washington, D.C., this massive apparatus, this kind of fourth branch, the bureaucratic state, that many, you know, look, this is something that I think elite America, maybe you could call it, is really attached to this, and, you know, I see that attachment to that over even things like, I mean, foundational things like democracy, you know, does the will of the American people still matter these days? I think a lot of people are asking themselves that question. And I think that is very much worrying. I think these people are more committed to these kind of extra-constitutional institutions than they are to the American people and their will and what they want. And I think that is ultimately that is a dangerous thing. And I think that, again, a vast apparatus has grown around this, but I think ultimately the American people, you know, writ large, are very much opposed to that. I think the American people, as I said, have a lot more common sense, certainly than they are given credit for from these elite institutions. And I think that's why, you know, when we talk about, you know, this war and history and things like that, I think the average American gets it. I think they really get it in the way that, you know, many elites do not.
Well, I think you're right. That's why 63 million voted for Donald Trump. And the elites and the arrogance of the elites is astounding. I mean, to the point that they're on full display, costing us, you know, billions of dollars, if not trillions, totally stopping our government, stopping things that we should have already had completed, like the USMCA trade. We'd been well on our way. I mean, Japan has already said, hey, look, we're willing to, you know, get our trade in line and our trade principles. There's European partners as well that are willing to revise their trade policies so that they're more in line. And you imagine if we had that, then what is China going to do at that point?
Yeah, I think this is one area, especially absolutely on the issue of China. I think this was really sold to us as well. You know, China will rise. You know, we'll let them into the global financial system. We'll all rise together, and there'll be more freedom. I mean, I think the answer, especially after in light of the actions recently, you know, by the NBA, essentially kowtowing to Chinese censors, because, you know, how dare one even moderately criticize the regime and stand up for democracy, for goodness sake.
Right.
Maybe that'll be an eye-opener. I think a lot of Americans around this country really got that and see, you know, the situation we're in. And the United States, which had in the 20th century been a beacon against encroaching authoritarianism of Nazi Germany, of the Soviet Union. We stood our ground and ultimately defeated those evils of authoritarianism. You know, are we going to do that again? I mean, is the America, do Americans still believe in what this country stands for at the most basic level that was ultimately set in motion, you know, by the founding fathers, by our long-term culture, our institutions, by the Americans who fought to keep this country growing and strong? And ultimately, I defend those things. I think that's what we're going to need in this, especially in the 21st century, as U.S. power, and I think U.S. ideals and virtues are challenged.
Exactly. Well, Jared, I got to tell you, when you hear the elites and the arrogance of this, as you say, this bureaucratic apparatchik in operation, how they just so glumly ignore what they call the deplorables, the despicables, the Walmart lovers, flyover country and that, they get it. They get it. I mean, this is, again, why they voted for Donald Trump. Of all people, and I know it would seem incongruous, but who else was it, you know, was going to go in to the bureaucracy, go into D.C. and take on these ruling elites? But a billionaire who had nothing to lose, who was not beholden to the normal bureaucratic K Street apparatchik and do right by the people for the most part. But the forces is, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, we knew that they weren't going to roll over easily. I mean, they are relentless and fighting nonstop. But this is the very heart and soul of what America is all about and the American ideal. And I wrote about it recently and saying, you know, for people that have been calling for a second American revolution, I'm saying, hey, that's been going on, you know, for the last several years, ever since Donald Trump came down those golden escalator in Trump Tower. You know, the first shot sent over the bow of the elite's boats went off, and we've been in this American the second American Revolution ever since.
We really have, and especially, you know, many of these, you know, as we've been talking about, elites think that, well, you know, we're going to try to, you know, take out President Donald Trump, and if he goes away, well, all these problems will go away. All the challenge to kind of this elite power will disappear, and things will go back to business as usual. But, you know, I got to say, I think they're not going to go back to business as usual in this country. I think Americans see this challenge, and, you know, whether, you know, Donald Trump, you know, and beyond Donald Trump, I mean, I think this challenge is going to continue ongoing. I think the Americans have lost patience and lost faith and these the so-called elite institutions, and they demand change, and I think that's got to come soon. And so, if they think that they're going to cut off the knees of this thing because you know they're going to torpedo this presidency, I think they've got another thing coming. I think the American people are just simply going to double down on that.
Yeah, the question is, after Trump, who? That's the question I have right now, and it may have to be somebody where, as you say and suggest, is that we the people are going to have to get behind that individual, because there's not too many Donald Trumps that I see in the queue.
Yeah, and I think we also have to you know, aim our you know, what's the locus of this this movement? You know, what's the locus of the problems that we're facing? That's why we need to look at the higher education, which are basically floated by the American taxpayer. We need to look at the changes that have happened in our K-12 system, no longer teaching American values. We need to look at our media system, which is, I mean, frankly, it's become a joke and an embarrassment.
Exactly.
To the country. You talk about a war on the press. I mean, they've done a war on themselves because they've embarrassed themselves so many times. I mean, this is where, you know, this is where our focus needs to be, on these institutions that, you know, have done damage to this country, who basically look down upon Americans of common sense. That's where our focus needs to be, not just on the presidency, but on those institutions that have made things a whole lot worse for Americans, have made our future very much clouded.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's amazing how they've been able to get away from this. I mean, even Richard Blumenthal, of all people, in the Kavanaugh hearing said, you know, he used the Latin phrase, you know, false in one thing, false in everything. And I'm going, well, hello. I mean, you're the guy actually saying this? Are you listening to what you just said? And it is amazing to me, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Harry Reid, you know, just go on down the line, who, you know, people who should have lost credibility, should have been censured, should not even be part of the debate anymore. They've taken themselves out. James Clapper, you know, Brennan, all these guys, I mean, and they continue to be given place here. And when we do that, when they're given place, I mean, you know, traditionally, Jared, when we were growing up, I mean, if somebody had committed a felony or did something, I mean, you talk about coming with an asterisk. I mean, you just didn't believe that person because you knew they already lied to you. So why are you going to hand over your minds and brains and assurances of any kind of credibility to somebody who's lied to you?
Absolutely. I think that's why we have something, you know, people call it, you know, populism or things like that. And I think there is a genuine case that, you know, sometimes there needs to be a corrective in our history. And I certainly talked about that a lot in my book, The War on History. You know, I kind of brought the example of Andrew Jackson, the Jacksonian movement. Of course, President Trump has a picture of Andrew Jackson in the White House. And, you know, a time where many thought that Washington, D.C. was becoming corrupt and was becoming tin-eared to the American people, that something was fundamentally changing, becoming a corrupt with the American elite. And you had this kind of principled populist movement that ultimately swept that out. You had a popular hero who, you know, walked in D.C. with a huge, you know, outpouring of support from a lot of Americans. You know, I think we need that today. I mean, I think we need that kind of principled populism, this idea that these institutions have protected corruption, that they have been fundamentally working against the American people, that they now look down their noses at the interests of the American people and no longer care. They care about the concerns and interests of their own class. And
exactly.
That is a deep problem at the heart of a republic. It's very much against what this country has been about, what it's been founded upon, what's made it its ultimate strength. You know, we are a grand, you know, kind of middle-class republic, and that's being destroyed, I think, by these elite institutions. The American people have every reason to be angry.
Well, just like we had the silent majority, a call to the silent majority to speak up, I think you're right. I agree with you that there needs to be a call for the common man to stand up. You know, we need the voice of the common man. You're right.
We do, and I think the common man is the one right now with the common sense, and I think it should be very hopeful that there was a rebuke of that kind of elite class, certainly in 2016, but I think that's going to continue, and I think that's only going to become, you know, more pronounced over time, especially with the behavior of some of these, the so-called elite class in the last few years, and being unable to accept the will of the American people, being unwilling to accept the election, you know, of a president. I mean, I think that's really what we've seen, and so I do hope it's an eye-opening thing. I mean, all these issues kind of playing together, and I think, you know, ultimately I have faith in the American people. I think we've faced many challenges in the past, and I think that's why it's worth remembering our past, worth remembering the triumphs that kind of brought us to this position, remembering the great leaders, remembering the great ideas.
We have a lot to celebrate, no doubt. Jared, we're out of time. Thank you so much. The book is linked on our website, War on History, and available at all the usual places. Jared Stepman on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great day, Jared. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.